Okay, will you please step up here, please? Move it, move it. Just fast, you can get up here, please. So, I mean, idea.
Paul McCann, David George, move up here.
Mike.
Whoever is here, quickly get up here.
Mike Touche. Mike Touche, forget it. Forget it, Mike.
We're talking about how to get out of here if we had to by foot and to develop sanctuaries in the borders, if necessary. That's what we're talking about. So just give a little gratitude right now. That'll be the break. What the fuck yourself? There's some powerful tribes out there. Some have got great wealth. We need the educational people, if they got any ideas, so they can get you set in the right direction, so we start in the right direction. But it would be, you know which way. We know the general area.
About 5,000 gallons. How many barrels?
100 barrels.
Spending a whole day.
Take care. Okay. How many miles that'll get us? How many miles? 10 miles. That's nice. Okay, but just be fucking sure what you're doing. So we're gonna get our heavy equipment out there, what? Put your back. Yeah, okay. But don't go near, try to go in areas where you don't know habitation as much as possible.
I don't know how we do that. I don't know where the habitation. They are all people should be surprised. I'm taking a canoe down small fucking rivers I can't even see from the river, and you go in there and it's huts and all kinds.
Where's our landline? There's Alno Red Line Line, you know. Let's get it. Let's stay. We got a lot of room out there with our own acreage. Crossing, otherwise, you got to get. Okay, well, Christian, Engineer Christian, you know, survey. Where's Engineer Christian of our land, our mileage of our land? Okay. Yeah, we got to help him. They got to make. You guys can be meeting over here on the side and forming some ideas, because they're going to push several miles into the jungle to have an escape route if we need it. They're going to be doing that tomorrow. You could give him a hell of a run. I believe you should have the option of to go out of the country by Soviet influence. You should have the option of going deep in and meeting up with other tribes and make them run after our ass for years. Whatever the fuck. I'm just talking about carry what we can exchange in gold and so forth. With those tribes that we know exist out there on a high level of living. I mean, just options, temporarily hiding from the outside world. We got to work on tomorrow means of girlies and so forth to move people. Medical people are going to have a meeting tomorrow. We'll have to make arrangements for that to talk about how we would move people, because we don't go any place without all of us. That makes difficulties. That's the way you start anyway. That's the way we've always lived.
If Stanley can get a machinist, he can fix the part that,
you know. Who's a machinist?
Are you still there?
Connie or Preston, will you get down a machine shop immediately so we can do something with generator? We'll have to go out on this. You get over and do something quickly? Yes. Don't hesitate to interrupt me with that. Get over there and meet with him. Tell him to get over there and meet with him. Engineer. Shaking. I'm putting shaking in there with you people on the land. Shift. I give ourselves all options. I don't like to be in a corner. You can shift and jog a little or whatever you want to do. Move your body. You have to go a little while longer till we get this, and we'll rest under military security, and we'll rise under military security. Any other thing, anything else that we have to do here in terms of food? We're going to gather these greens with the security. What else has to be done?
Okay,
Mary, what's
going
on?
Are you on a
make a formal protest. Mm-hmm.
That's all he said he could do. He said he is frustrated because he tries to help and no one follows through the master plan as he did with him. He didn't say whether it would work or not. He said, what else can you do to try this?
Finance has no social principles at all.
They asked about.
We have one reliable friend in the cabinet, as you know, through the years. Dr. Reed is the head of the party. He is the head of the People's National Congress, and has always talked Marxist-Leninism, and his representative is Dr. Mingo, who is Minister of Home Affairs and Immigration. And so he's telling us, the Minister of Finance, who holds up much of our stuff at the docks, our medical supplies and everything, is unprincipled. Okay, go ahead.
And when they asked about the division...
Yes, wants to ask
something, guy? Oh, no, you were saying what else needed to be done.
Okay, what needs to be done?
Well, I need at least two people that has to go down to the piggery anyway. There's Wanda, for one, and Wanda? I could go, Wanda, because we have our bull, we're giving shots down there.
All right.
So she'll have to get those shots, and I could go myself.
You're on the security with a bow and arrow?
Yes, I could.
You're on the security with a bow and arrow here. How do we have contact with you? If we need a war, if we have war, we have to call you quickly. CB works. Check it out. Technic. Okay. Go ahead and hear me some more. There's division in the government while Dr. Burnham's in Russia. Dr. Burnham is who? Some of you people don't know him from your goddamn dead great-great-granddaddy. He's a prime minister, the head of the same as a president of the country in USA. Hubert Jack is closer to being prime minister. That's good. Hubert Jack is not an enemy of ours.
You didn't mention what you gave me.
He will come to dinner Wednesday night.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting.
We put down pins at one point, and then we can talk. When Ann made a call home to get a ride, he got nervous, so Ann went into another room. He's extremely security conscious.
Yeah, I'm sure he is, because he probably knows that the government's infiltrated with the CIA.
Yeah. And let him know that we're...
Put down your pens and I'll talk more. Yeah, okay.
We would take care of him and his family. He said he appreciated our loyalty to him. He wouldn't answer Dan's probing on where division was or what on what basis. When they put pens down, Ann said that he was more talkative. He did not end appointment after an hour, but they had to finally leave. He said he shows irritation because when he is put in a place and nothing gets done, he gets frustrated and takes out his frustration and irritation on us.
Frustrated because the government won't move on things that we demand as rapidly as we want them. Go ahead.
Green was the one in the meeting, at that meeting that Viola Burnham, the executive counselor, we took the position of... Ann said he shows himself to us to be flexible. He said he is diplomatic. Mingo said a lot of people are irritated because they had... It's a terrible analogy. I mean, if they were a doctor coming here.
I'd say it's a terrible analogy. Is there any way we can let him know some way through some other source that we know he would, how would he know? How would we ought to, Rogers ought to know we know he is a double.
Electrical crew. Electrical crew standing easy in the back of the pavilion right
who
now.
Who is electrical crew?
Who?
So who? Doug Sanders and one security with him. A woman or man with a gun. Patterson's at the front gate. Doug Sanders is trying to get him. I mean, Pat Patterson, yes, I'm sorry. Right. What is it? Go on. What is it? Go on quickly. Nursing office will have to be open to give people their medications. Medications, go on. They're bringing medications here. That's what we ought to do, bring them here. We need to keep no nursing home office open when you can bring the medicines here. When we meet here at the rising, what time do we rise? Go ahead.
Mingo said,
what's the strategy for blocking the road? want to hear the strategy. I want to hear the best strategy for blocking the road. Well, I don't know how you manage to sleep when you're so fucking close to a goddamn war. It is too much. Better be thinking on it right now, and so you can get some, come up with some ideas. Would you say, Diane? The crane. Yes. The caterpillar. We're going to use a caterpillar to pave our way deep into the jungle, so we can cross borders if we have to, get out of the fucking country if it's taken over by fascists. There's one thing that's in this war in South America that's considered a law that they've never broken. It's called sanctuary. They give you asylum if you get out, if you get from one country to another, and you're under political pressure. They'll protect you, all of you. That's a law. That's a Latin American law. It's almost like they're all origin of being in the Catholic Church. That sign fell and the crane's trying to fix it. 1,500 feet. Well, how's that sign going to get down? Oh, shit. It's a problem. It's a problem. But that's an excuse. It's a good excuse. But if they back, if they go further in, then they can see our excuse is not so unless the sign goes down.
And broke down.
The sign, they were putting up a sign, the crane broke down, and we can't, they can't move the goddamn thing. That's good. Okay. I like that. Be sure that's clear. And who in the hell, you're going to be on there with who tomorrow? What white person? Black and white. Trump, he does a lot of writing, reading. We have to make treaties. What about a white woman? Heavy white woman, a male and female. Somebody's had a lot of gate experience. Who? Men's strategy. Oh, these are good hands, both of them.
We don't know how to hear, but they don't hear them.
Jane Munchman has met the public. About that, She's met them, meet them as a different kind of a set of excuses, and Lee knows them.
You brief them from your perspective.
The only thing you don't have is Charlie Touche, who had some background of the old timers. Who's the old timers that know something that can fill them in? Joyce, where's Joyce? Joyce, will you fill them in up here? Because if they run into certain situations, you'd know that they wouldn't. I mean, the old timers and how to handle certain goddamn things. Because if they come through that gate, it's over. It's all over. Double-edged. We ought to be something that's licensed. Okay. Why don't you meet right now? Let's get a little form of you back there. You can stand here while I'm carrying this on. Okay, now let's go on with this shit. I'll feed you the shit in. You'll be hearing it through the ears. Green's a popular man, but you can't depend upon him, yeah. He acts like a friend openly, yeah. I figured that. We took a strong, hard stand and threatened death, and then he let us in his office. Then he softened and afraid of security, afraid to use phones and everything else. Some shit going on in this country. Prokes took a firmer stand than she did. That's good. Normally, it's a woman.
At first, when he first got there, he kept saying the law is the equivalent to morality, and then said
the law is equivalent to morality bullshit. And then what? And then Sharon told him what? A person dying in front of you is not moral. That's her answer to him. That's good.
But Mingo said, "What are you going to do about it?"
What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do to change it?
And then we turned it back to government and said, what are you going to do about it if our doctor's gone? People dying in front of you is immoral and non-socialist. And then he asked us, the government head asked us, What are we going to do about it? Go ahead. Shift. You ought to keep your mind open. God damn it, we all have the same mind. Let this mind be in you, which is in me. Stand up for a minute if you want to. Just be quiet. I only want to stand up for a while. Stand for a minute.
They went on to talk about morality.
Let's all stand for just a little bit. They went on to talk about socialist morality.
And told how it helped the government. And
told how we helped the government, yeah.
The person said, well, don't do it. You know, if it's going to cause you any problems. We were saying how we...
And he said, don't put ourselves on the line to help this government. He's a member of this government. This is when he was first cantankerous. Then he said he was cantankerous because he was frustrated because he couldn't help us good people get what we had coming to us, get all the demands we were making. Is that right? Okay. Better listen to it so you can figure it out. You're going to have to pass it. You're going to have to be tested on it. You're going to have to know it now in battle. That's your test. Okay, shift around. Shift your joints all back and forth and around.
I think one of the significant things, he said he felt frustrated because he was assigned to help us and can't get anything done.
He felt he was assigned to help us by the government and still can't get anything to do. The Prime Minister assigned him.
And he said integrity will only go so far. He said you've tried everything you can, haven't been able to succeed.
He said integrity will only go so far. You've tried everything and you can't, haven't been able to succeed. Have to compromise, and we said no. Make a demand to Green. Said the other should be given to Green. Well, he'll take the one to Reed. There's evidently a split between Green and Reed. Well, that's nice. Our medicine's all tied up in the fucking customs department. This is wonderful.
And regarding
Green has very little influence over Green. Bad news.
Investigation for giving advancement.
Sit down if you're ready now.
He said his group is probing into it, and he said he talked directly to the supervisor, the security people, that the name that we gave
him. Jeffrey, it's okay. You can wake up and sit down.
He said he thought that we may be going through this. He said it must be independent, though. He said he has a particular staff that could probe and we're looking into it. He said there's also a division in terms of...
There's a division in terms of what?
People. Some are for and some are against. He said are against the Shirley Field Ridley Hoyt and Hope. But he made...
Hope and Shirley Field Ridley is against?
And Hoyt.
And Hoyt. Uh-huh. She's only against us because she doesn't understand. Is that right?
That's what he felt.
Mm-hmm. He thinks it's hope for her. She just doesn't understand. Okay. That still leaves us the majority of the cabinet with it. So let's go on. Hope? Hope has no principles at all. He's in charge of customs, where all of our trouble is, and probably he's in link with the customs in the USA. Reed's taking over his responsibilities, and they better move on Reed. Hubert Jack is for us, and he's promised to be the next prime minister. If we can hold out, that's encouraging. He was here with his wife. He's a black man married to a white woman. He was here and very impressed. Jack Reed, Burnham and Mingo are the stout ones for us.
And he wouldn't tell anymore.
He wouldn't tell anymore.
Regarding Hope, he said he talked to him because Hope was staying near Jonestown for a week on leave. And he asked Hope why he didn't go to Jonestown.
He asked Hope, Minister of Finance, Customs, why he didn't go to Jonestown when he was up here in this region for a week. What did he say? He wasn't going. He was not a charitable and social institution. He didn't want to see it.
He's the one that turned down the letter which requested concessions because of a social and charitable institution. We gave up free medical.
He didn't want to see it because we were not a charitable and social institution. He turned down our request to be recognized as a charitable institution. Go ahead.
Anne said since he had to defend us,
Mingo will come to see us. That's good.
He said Reed is doing Burnham.
Seeing and believing.
Yeah, I agree. Reed is doing Burnham and Hope's work. Hope is on.
Reed is Dr. Reed, who's had a stroke but recovered, is trying to do Dr. Burnham and Hope's work while. Where's Hope?
He's on vacation.
He's on vacation. Where? He's on vacation in Canada. He may not come back. His fucking. And no, it sounds very much like it. If he doesn't come back, we got a chance. Hope's one of the fascists in the country. A lot of the fascists, the pressure's too much, they flee for Canada. A lot hinges on this Russian shit. Go ahead. Trying to give you the... Stay awake, goddammit! Son of a bitch. You may be all dying someday, very soon. You're all unnecessary if we listen. And get our goddamn brains in gear. How many understand what I'm saying? If you don't, stop me. Please, wave your hand so we can understand. Hope is in Canada. That's always the first thing that they do. He's a minister of custom. Well, Mary, I don't know. What is you don't understand, Mary? My darling Mary. Who's back? Is that Mary? She waved her hands. You don't understand? Who was that? Oh, shit. Now I know Marianne Cook. What is it Marianne Cook does not understand? She was the one protest against the cup that would have delivered us from our misery. What does she not understand so I can help the dear woman? Can we please, for Christ's sakes, get on with it? She'll never move for you. That's a cinch.
I said I understood it.
Well, why'd you wave like that? I said, if you don't understand it, wave your hand.
I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
You made a mistake. Thank you. Be seated.
I asked them their opinions, each one, and this is Tim Carter's. He said he thought...
Wait. But the tendency when these people get under pressure is to flee to the fascist countries, such as USA and Canada. And it often has been that they take vacations and then never come back after they've stolen a lot of money and get out. Hell's fire. Cuba went all through this. Every nation went through it. Yugoslavia went through it. Czechoslovakia went through it. They got damn near lost until the Soviets moved in. That's the situation. If you haven't got something worth struggling for, why in the hell do you think George Jackson, all the people that have ever fought, and those that have lived and died like Angela is still alive? Call it the struggle. Struggle means struggle. That when you have a baby, that's a struggle. When you live, it's a struggle, and you have to fight. It's a struggle. Socialism should not come easy when people have died all over the goddamn world for it, and they've had their bodies drugged till the skin was clear off and beyond recognition, and it happens every week that some new socialist has been murdered. What the hell's our complaint? Ain't got no goddamn complaint. Right is right. We fight, if necessary. Whatever in the hell. Come on, let's go on now. Minister with us is Minister of Home Affairs, Minister of Immigration. That's important because people keep coming in. He's with us. I don't block our people from coming in. Dr. Mingo, Dr. Burnham, Prime Minister. He's in Russia. Dr. Reed, head of the party, who's acting Prime Minister now, though he's not a well man. And Dr. Hubert Jack. Hubert Jack, who is also with us, who will be the next Prime Minister. He stands much better chance than the others. Going to make him. We got to work on that. I want some strategy on that, and then come back to me for approval. don't want to get the same line because you. Okay, that's gone. I missed it.
He said he added a few points that were missed by Sharon.
What did he add?
He said he didn't know how many. This is what Mingo said. He didn't know how many ministers would stick it out with these hard times.
Didn't know how many ministers would stick it out with these hard times.